Today's daf is Bechoros daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin from the top line of daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Once again, I want to thank Reb Yitzi Steinmetz and Jerusalem Estates at Schneller for hosting today's daf. So the topic, of course, is Masechtas Bechoros and the halachos of the unique type of Bechor, and that is the Peter Chamor. Although a chamor is a non-kosher animal, the Torah says that it's subject to Kedushas Bechor. That's a very big chiddush. Ordinarily, you would think in order for an animal to have Kedusha, at the very least, it would have to be a kosher animal. In order for an animal to go on the Mizbeach, of course it has to be a kosher animal. Mimashki Yisrael, the Torah says. Something that's not considered kosher for somebody to consume is not considered kosher Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. Stating that, the Torah says, for reasons Al Pi Divrei Agada that the Gemara mentioned earlier in the Perek, the Chamor is given Kedusha, thus a Chamor Bechor is subject to the laws of Bechor. But stating that, it's a very different type of Kedushas Bechor. Whereas an ordinary Bechor would physically go on the Mizbeach, as it relates to the Bechor, that's a chamor, the petah chamor, the Torah says, v'cho petah chamor, tifte b'seh, tzim tzveitin mol, u petah chamor, tifte b'seh, meaning, rather than doing something with this chamor that has kedusha, what you're mechuyev to do is take the chamor, transfer the kedusha from the chamor onto a seh, take that seh and give it to a kohen. Which, as we've seen in the sugyas already, means that being that the chamor itself is not going on the mizbeach, the definition then of the kedushas bechor that the chamor has is different than the definition of the kedushas bechor of bechor behemat Torah. The bechor behemat Torah, which itself goes on the mizbeach, means that its kedusha is kedushas aguf. Whereas the petah chamor, which itself is not going to go on the mizbeach, it has kedusha to the extent that you have to be poided and take the thing that you were poided with and give it to a kohen. That means the kedusha that the petah chamor has is not kedushas aguf. Rather, what it is kedushas davar. But regardless, the topic again is petah chamor, specifically the halach in the Torah v'chol petah chamor tifte b'seh u'petah chamor tifte b'seh. Again, what do you do with that petah chamor that you are now poida with the seh? Meaning, what do you do with the seh? You give it to a kohen. The Mishnah on Daf Tes defined a little bit the word seh. Said the Mishnah, seh means minha kvasim or minoizim. So it could be either from the species of sheep or from goats. Although seh usually means sheep, but as it relates to this halacha, it means either minatvasim or minoizim. So it could be either sheep or it could be a goat. That's going to be important. Zachar or nekeva. It could be a male, it could be a female. Gadol v'katan. It could be a larger seh, it could be a smaller seh. And finally, tamim ubalmum. Even though Bechoros is in Seder Kachem, the context over here is Bechor, which is a Kachem-related thing. Ordinarily, a balmum is excluded from Dinei Kachem. As it relates to the seh that you're using to be poyed to the Petah Chamor, it could be tamim ubalmum. But today's daf picks up with the halacha of Gadol v'katan. So the time of the Mishnah said that it could be either a large seh or it could be a small seh. Saving that, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Gemara argued, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein p'diyah p'chusam yishakel," that there is a minimum shear. Although katan sounds like as small as you want it to be, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda argued, and he said that it has to be at least the value of a shekel. So on that note, Amar Rav Nachman said, "Halacha k'divrei chachamim, the halacha is like the chachamim that it doesn't have to be a shekel. I mean, it could be even pachas mishekel." Amar Rabbi Yosef, "Afilu patruza bar danka." You know how small it could be? It could even be a patruza, which is a very weak seh, like the frailest seh possible, and bar danka, it could be something that's worth so little. A danka is a sixth of a zuz. Even that's going to be okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Afananami tanin." It's mashed that way in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Gadol v'katan." It's just like there's no shear to how big the seh could be. So to luchura, there's no shear of how small the shear could be. That's Rabbi Yosef. Came into Beis Medrash, he said, "Afilu batruza bar danki." Now, how small the seh could be? It could be the smallest, weakest, most frail seh in the world. Rava said the Mishnah's mashma that way. God of a katan. In fact, the Gemara says pshita. It's so poshit that that's what the Mishnah said when it said God of a katan. That what was Rabbi Yosef coming to be Moisef as a kasha when he said patruza bar danka? So the Gemara says, "Ma'adotem kulihai lo." You would have thought, no, maybe not so much, or patruza lo. Kamashmalon, that's why it was important for Rabbi Yosef to speak out that even though it says God of a Katan, but you would think everything has a shear, Ad Kan. So you would think that if it's so small or it's so weak, that wouldn't be okay. Kamashmalon, that it doesn't matter how small it is. Again, the halacha is Kedivri Chachamim, that it can be God of a Katan. It doesn't have to have the value of a shekel. And what is the definition of Katan? So the definition of Katan is even if it's a Patruza, even if it's only a bar danger. You didn't see how the petach amar. You didn't see how the petach amar. Shadu, the coming to Rav Tarfin. He sent it to Rav Tarfin. Omar le, yes, Rav Tarfin. Kamba be'in al meis of l'koyen. He said, how big does the seh have to be if I'm going to be poyda this chamar with a seh in order for me to be mekayim the mitzvah of tifta b'seh? Omar le. So Rav Tarfin told him like this. Hare amru, ayin yafa b'seh. Someone that has an ayin yafa will use a seh that's worth a seh. Ayin ra. If he doesn't have an ayin yafa, he has an ayin ra b'shekel. Beninus, if he has an ayin beninus, you know, not an ayin yafa, but also not an ayin ra b'rogi. Then he would use something that's a rogi. I'm a rafa. Hilchas a b'rogi. That's the halacha. B'kamo, how big is a rogi? What is the share? Klasa zuzi. It's 3 zuzim. It's in between the shekel and the sel. The shekel is 2 zuzim. The sel is 4 zuzim. The rogi is in between. And why is it called a rogi? Because rogi halacha b'rogi halacha. It's comfortable around the sela because it's only 1 zuz off, and it's comfortable around the shekel because it's only 1 zuz off. The bottom line is that the Gemara just said that the hilchisa is b'rogi, that when you're taking a seh and you're using it to be poida your petach amar, how valuable does it have to be? The rogi, which is 3 zuzim. Freit the Gemara, kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Rav Nachman on the first amud of the daf said halachik de b'chachamim v'kam. Rabbi Yosef explained that filu patruza bar danka. It could be a sixth of a zuz. It could be this weak, frail seh. And here Rava Paskin, like Rav Tarfin, that said that the halacha is you have to follow the midas beninus, which is that it should be 3 zuzin. The Gemara says like kasha kamba bali molech kamba isameyatzme. If you're going to come ask a rav a shayla, right? We fake the shayla's treifa. So if you're going to ask a shayla, they're going to tell you that it has to be 3 zuzin. If, however, you act on your own, you didn't ask a question and you applied it even with a patruza bardanka, that would be okay. In other words, mi ikra adin you could be yoitza with a patruza bardanka. That was Amar Rav Nachman halacha kidivir chachamim. When Rava said the halacha is birogi, he meant to say that lekatchila there's an idea of doing a pirogi, and therefore, if you ask a shayla, the Rav is obviously going to tell you what you're supposed to do l'katchila. L'katchila, it's 3 zuzim. So the second hilchasa is the l'katchila, the first hilchasa, that even patruza badanka, that's on the b'di'evid level. Somebody has a patachamar and he simply does not have a goat, or he doesn't have a sheep. So there's a second option, there's a plan B. You could always take money, or shava kesef, as we'll see in the Gemara, that is equal in value to the petach amar, and use that to be poida the petach amar. Now, there's 2 chidushim over here. The first chidush is that even though it says in the Torah, tifta b'seh, it says it not only once, it says it even twice, and there's halachas of what the definition of seh is, you see that that's only l'katchila. That's only plan A, but there's a plan B. Plan B is you can use money. Plan B is you can use even something that has the value of money, even shava kesef. But there's a second chiddush. The chiddush, second chiddush is that mishi yesh lo petach hamar ve'im lo yiselef toisoy poideu b'shavyoy. Why is that a chiddush? Because we just said that halacha is like the chachamim, that the seh does not have to be equal in value to the petach hamar. How small could it be? B'di'evit, b'di'evit, afilu patruza bardanka. Even the katchila, if you'd ask a rav, he would tell you, okay, it should be 3 zuzim. My chamar could be worth 100 zuzim. And so they're going to say, you can use a seh likatchila, that's only 3 zuzim. That's if you're using a seh. So if you're using a seh, it could be afilu patruza bardanka. Even a katchila, only 3 zuzim. If, however, you don't have a seh, mishu yesh lo petach hamar ve. Now you're relying on plan B. You're going to be paid it not with a set, with money or with shava kasev. So there the halach already is. And this is very important because we're going to see, for example, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Nachmi Bezam and Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to give a whole list of things that you can't use to be poida the Petach Hamar. Just reading from the Mishnah Nachmi Bezam and Aleph. Ain poidim loy be'ego, v'loy be'chaya, v'loy be'shchuta, v'loy be'treifa, v'loy be'kalaya, v'loy be'kvi, be'koi. So you have a whole list again of things that you can't be poida with. L'chayra, what do you mean you can't be poida with an ego? I thought I could use money. I thought I could use shava kesef. Why should an ego be worse than shava kesef? The teretz is, it's not worse than shava kesef. But there's 2 mahalchim of how you poida. You can be poida with a seh, you can be poida with shava kesef. And there's a huge difference. If I'm being poida with a seh, I can use even patruza bardanka. Even the katchila, Even if I want to go with Ayin Yofa, it would be a Sela. But it doesn't have to be more expensive than that. If I'm using Kesef, Ashava Kesef, then it has to be B'Shavya. So all these halachas where the Mishnah says what I can or cannot use to be paid to the Chamar, that's as it relates to being Yoitza with the Padruz of Adanka. That's as it relates to the Tifta Peseh. As it relates to Shava Kesef, all these Mishnayos are not relevant. Of course, it can be paid with an Egel, it can be paid with a Shchuta, you can be paid with a Chaya, etc., etc. Either way, so there's a very important halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rish Lakish, that even though the Torah says Tifta Peseh, Tifta Peseh, that's Likatchila, stating that Misha Yesh Loi Petach Hamor Ve'en Loi Selef Toysoi, Bidi Evet, Padeo Bishop, Zokta Gemara Lama. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Yesterday's daf, where Rabbi Yehuda said that the petach hamor, before you poyed it, is asav anah. So it was machlekes, because we read in Rabbi Shimon that the Gemara discussed whether the petach hamor that the Yisrael owns before he's poyed it, is it asav anah or is it not asav anah? So the Gemara says, when Rish Lakish said this halacha, that says only the katchila b'pidiyevet, you can be poyed even with Shava Kesef. Was he going quaint, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamarak Bidol of Torah B'Seh? Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Asa Bahana, which the Gemara said on Daf Yud, means that he would hold that you have to be Poydah with Seh. Somehow the Gemara made the two Talis Abizeh. That if you hold that the Petach Hamar is Asa Bahana, that means that the only way to be Poydah is with a Seh. So the Gemara says, so obviously Rish Lakish wasn't going quaint, Rabbi Yehuda, Elu Rabbi Shimon, he must be going into Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Petach Hamar is Mutah Bahana, based on the cheshbin of the Gemara in yesterday's daf, if you hold that the petach hamor is mutabana, you should not have to be paid with a set. But the Gemara says, Rav Acha Masni Hachar, Masni said what the Gemara just said, that Rish Lakish said that the halachas he can be paid with a set, which essentially is Beshitas Rav Shimon. And Ravina Kashla, Ravina asked him a kasha. Number one, Ravina Rav Shimon, Halach Rav Yehuda. You know the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. When it says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so then already there's a whole discussion in the Sfurim HaKadoshim that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. But it's not Rav Shimon, who's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in halacha k'moisai. Certainly not when he argues with Rav Yehuda. So if that's the case, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. The halacha is that the petach hamor is asa bahana. V'sasam lantanik Rav Yehuda. Not just that, the stam mishan daftes was also like Rav Yehuda. V'at amr talacha k'Rav Shimon. So if Rish Lakish is halacha, that you can be poida, the petach hamor, bidi eved, B'shava Kesef is only going according to Rav Shimon, that it comes at Rish Lakish's halacha, Ishalei Alibet HaHilchah. So why would Rish Lakish say halacha Alibet Rav Shimon if the halacha is not like Rav Shimon? Ela filo tem Rav Yehuda. You have to say that Rish Lakish held that even according to Rav Yehuda, you could be poyed at the Petach Hamar B'di'evet with Shava Kesef. Not like some of the svaras mentioned in yesterday's daf. And what's the svara for it? Because lo yehecha v'min hektish. Why should it be any worse than hektish? Hektish is also asa bahana. Still, you can be paid to hektish with money. There's a concept of being paid to hektish. Now, there's rules and regulations that define when you can be paid to hektish, when you cannot be paid to hektish. That's the mum. But the point is that you could be paid to hektish, which is asa bahana, even with money. And if that's the case, there's no reason that petach hamor should be any different. Because petach hamor is asa bahana, that means you can't be paid with money. Why should it be worse than hektish? Rav Yosef was paid a petach hamor once with cooked shilki. He would cook food and grass and grains, and he used that. Why? Based on this halach, shava kesef, you can be paid. But like we said earlier, the only time you can be paid with shava kesef is if it's shava, if it's equal to dollar for dollar, zuz for zuz, what the petach hamor is worth. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Unah, paid the petach hamor shachaveira. If somebody wants to be paid to his friend's petach hamor, it's something he has a right to do. So Reuven walks into Shimon's house. He sees that Shimon has a petach hamor. Reuven has a right to take a seh, his own seh, and he can be paid the petach hamor of Shimon with his own seh. Now the truth is, Tosfos right away shtels to a very important sugi in the Dvarim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses hatoyrim mishalei ashal chaveiro. If somebody walks into his friend's field and he sees that he wasn't mafresh trumas u'maisres yet, does he have a right to be mafresh trumas u'maisres? Let's say from his own tefuah on behalf of his friend. Meaning, they'd be mocking to say that how do I have a right to be mafresh trumas u'maisres for you? Your chiyuv trumas u'maisres is your chiyuv trumas u'maisres. How do I have a right to do it for you? Just like I can't transact mekach u'memkah for you, I can't get married for you. So why should I have a right to be toirim trumas u'maisres for you either? If you make me a shliach, that's one thing. But if you don't make me a shliach, mehecha teisi. So that's a sugya arucha. And Tosfos says right away that sugya has nothing to do with our sugya. I mean, at first glance, it sounds very similar. In the sugya in the Dvarim Daf Lamed Vav, you're going to be mafresh trumas u'maisres on behalf of
somebody else's field. Over here, you want to be poida b'seh on behalf of somebody else's petach hamor. But Taisa said there's a fundamental difference. The difference is that as it relates to Chumas u'maisris, there, the Torah says that the Bailam has an obligation to be mafis Chumas u'maisris, which means that if somebody else wants to do it in lieu of the Bailam, he would have to be pointed as a shliach. It would have to work with shlichos. Thus, the sugya, zochen ladam shlei befanov, ein chavon ladam ela befanov. But over here, it never says that the Bailam has to be the one to be poida the petach hamor with a seh. Someone has to do it. Not necessarily the Bailam. So over here, the Gemara understands that HaPoyda Petach HaMar Shal Chaveri Pidyonei Padui, regardless of the outcome of the Sugi in the Dharm Daf Lamed Vav. There, the Gemara is struggling and the Gemara is not sure. There, there's different nuances because there, the Bailam is the one that needs to be Mafas Chumas HaMaisra. So when it's not the Bailam, so now we have to start clearing and we have to start looking at Sugis of Shlichos and Tzchia to figure out whether someone that's not the Bailam could do it, where the Torah says really the Bailam is the one that has to do it. Over here, the Torah never said that the Bailam has to do it. Thus, said Rav Shizbi, that he heard from the great Rav Huna, that HaPoyde Petach HaMor Shal Chaveroi Pidyonei Poydei, Iboiluhu Pidyonei LaPoyde, Oidem HaPiyonei LaBailam. So let's say Ruvay now goes and he's Poyde Shimon's Petach HaMor with his own seh. Who keeps the Chamor? The Chamor loses its Kedusha now, so ordinarily, it's my Chamor, I'm Poyde with my seh, I get to keep the Chamor, I don't give the Chamor to the Kohen, I give the seh to the Kohen. But over here, somebody else was the one that was Poyde. So is that someone else, the person who laid out the seh, the one that gets to keep the chamor, or maybe the owner of the chamor is the one that gets to keep the chamor? So the Gemara says like this: leave it to Reb Shimon, going to Reb Shimon, the same Reb Shimon we had a moment ago that holds the petach chamor is mutabar no loyti boyulach. Keep it on mutabar no, maybe the bailam will be that holds the mutabar no. It's his. So if it's his, of course he gets to keep. You can't take my chamor; it doesn't make sense. Keep it by leave it to Reb Yehud. The shaila is going to Reb Yehud. The Amar asabar no. Who holds that the petach chamor is asabar no? It's never really mine in the first place. It was always asabar no. He said earlier it was like hektish. Hektish is not really mine. It's a shtickle mine. I have certain schusim in it. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Kachim Kalim is mom and bailam. But other than that, we never look at me as being the owner of my hektish that I was mafresh. Because as soon as I make something hektish, Amir Lagvaya, it's Kemisir Lahadya. Kemisir Lahadya means it's if I was makin it to somebody else. It's not mine anymore. So that was the shaila. Leave it to Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Petach Amar Zasaban. No. So what's the question? Do we say Lahektish Medamile? It's mamish like hektish. Rahman Om of Nasa. When it comes to Hektish, whoever's part of the Hektish, he's the one that gets to keep the Hektish. It doesn't matter if he was the original owner or not the original owner. So if you would compare Petach Hamor to Hektish, why? Because it's Asaba, not like Hektish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so you would say whoever's poida, whoever laid out the seh, whatever said is that's going to the kohen, he gets to keep the chamor. Aydum, maybe here it's different. Keeping the kohen lubabeni ubeni leidami lahekdesh. This is different. Why is it different? Because the way pidyon works by petach chamor is fundamentally different than the way it works by hekdesh, based on the beginning of the daf. And that is hekdesh, you always poida dollar for dollar. So if I have $1,000 worth of hekdesh that I want to be poida, assuming I can, I have to write $1,000 check. And now be paid it. It has to work dollar for dollar. But when it comes to Petach Hamor, it doesn't have to be dollar for dollar. Afilu Patruza Bar Banco works. So over here, you can take even a small little set. Now, if it's Shavah Kesef, it has to be dollar for dollar. But it doesn't have to be Shavah Kesef. I can always be paid it with a set, and it doesn't have to be dollar for dollar. So that means that as much as the Petach Hamor is not mine right now, but I have some schus mamon in this Petach Hamor. You know why? Because I could take my $100 Hamor and be paid it with a $3 seh and keep the $97. So I have $97 inside this Hamor. Ordinarily, Hektish, I don't have anything in the Hektish. The best I have is I could be paid it, which means I could take my $100 Hektish, transfer the $100 somewhere else. Okay, so it's like I bought my Hektish back, but the Hektish itself is not mine. Over here, the Petach Hamor is intrinsically mine. The difference between the value of the Petach Hamor and the minimum value of the set that I need to use to be part of the Petach Hamor is intrinsically mine. Alumnus, that's really mine. As a result, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Yesh Loimar, I have something. Rabbi Shimon holds the Petach Hamor is always Mamon Bailam. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not Mamon Bailam, but at the same time, it's not Mamish Hektish. Because Hektish, I have nothing in it. I will never even have anything in it. The only way I'll ever have anything in my Hektish is if I'm Poydit. I have to be Poydit dollar for dollar, which means that when I'm Poydit, I'm essentially buying it back. It's very Gishmak Esvara. As opposed to over here, although right now I don't have in it, because right now it's Asr Bahana, but I could always be Poydit for something that's worth much less than what I have right now. And as a result, I'll be able to keep the difference. So being that I'll be able to, even though I don't have it now, but I could get to the difference, it makes it Loidomi Lahektish. Therefore, I have some mammon, some schus mammon in it. You can't be Poydit and take it away from me. Either way, that's the shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the Petach Amar is asabanat, shtickle like hektish. Based on where Rav Shizbi said the name Rav Huna, that somebody else can be paid to my Petach Amar. Assuming he's paid to my Petach Amar, does he keep the Chamar or do I keep them? According to Rav Shivan, it's Pashit. The owner of the Chamar keeps the Chamar. It's his. It's Mam and Baila. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asabanat, do we look at it like hektish? If we look at it like hektish, the paid keeps it, or do we not look at it like hektish? I'm Rav Nachman Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Going to Petach Amar Shel Chaveroi. So this is where Petach Amar meets Perik Meruba, Mitzvah Vakama. So if somebody steals his friend's Petach Amar, Meshalim Tashlumi Kefa Lebaila, yes, they pay Kefa. Fafa Pishain Layakshav, says the Brisa, even though it doesn't right now belong to the owner, because he has to be poided, the Petach Amar would have said, but Yeshle Lachamikan, after he's poided, it's going to be his. So he's considered the Bailim, you have to pay Kefa. Talk to Marmani. Who's the time of this price? Either Rav Shimon, if it's going to Rav Shimon, who holds Petach Amar's Mutabano, Amayin Layakshav? Why the price say he doesn't have it? It is his. Elo Pshita Rabbi Yehuda. Must be it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds the Petach Amar is viewed mamish like hektish, v'gunim based shamar rachmana v'loy based hektish. This is Perek Meruba 101. If somebody steals from hektish, doesn't pay kefil, because it says v'gunim based ish v'loy based hektish. So you see from here, it's not viewed like hektish. If it's not viewed like hektish as it relates to kefil, it shouldn't be viewed like hektish with regards to the halacha of the nasan akesef v'kamloy. Thus, although it's true, Rav Shizbi said the name Rav Huna, that Reuven can be poida Shimon's Petach Amar, doesn't need his rishos. It has nothing to do with Torah Mishalei Shel Chaveiro. You don't have to come out to Zachan Ladam Shalei Bafanov and Chavin Ladam Ela Bafanov. But at the same time, if you're going to be paid to somebody else's Chamar, it's very nice of you. But realize you're going to lose the set and you're not getting the Chamar either. By Hekdish, there's such a concept that you get the Chamar. You get the thing that you were paid to even though you weren't the original owner. But Petach Amar is not like Hekdesh. According to Rav Shimon, it's certainly not like Hekdesh. And even according to Rav Yehuda, it's not viewed as Hekdesh either, says the Gemara, Vesu Loimi, that there's nothing else to discuss on this topic. This resolved this issue. Zok the Gemara, Achas Bikra, Achas Loi Bikra, Tana Rabbah. So one of the things that the Mishnah said on Daf Tes, as it relates to the halachas of Petach Amar, is Nichnas Ledir Lezaser, that the Petach Amar enters the deer as it relates to Maiser. So there's something called Maiser Behema. Every 10th animal that you have, you need to be mafresh as meiser behema, asiri yir kodesh. And the halacha is that the seh of tifta beseh, of petach amar fame, is nichnas ledir v'is aser. Zok de gemara, tanu rabbanu na braisa, that explains the Mishnah. Ketzad amru nichnas ledir v'is aser. Iyata yachalei mevali dat koyim. When the Mishnah said that the seh is nichnas ledir v'is aser, what exactly are we referring to? Let's be a little bit more specific. Where are we in the timeline of this set? Is it talking about where the set was already given to the Kayan? Meaning, a Yisrael had a Petach Amar, he was paid with the set, he took the set, he gave it to the Kayan. And now the Mishnah is saying that the Kayan has an obligation to take this set, put it into his deer, when he's mafresh, ma'isa behem. Freak the Gemara, it's not true. Iyata yachaloyim abavaliyad koyin. Shari shoninu. We learned in a Mishnah, halakuach, vishenitin lebe matana, patu ma'isa behem. Anytime I buy a seh, or someone gives me a seh matana, I'm patu for ma'isa behem. The koyin got this seh matana. So there's no question in the world that he doesn't have an obligation to take it with deer. El of Yisrael, must be it's referring to Yisrael. Now the problem with saying that it's referring to a Yisrael, why should Yisrael have a chiv to take the seh that he's going to give to a koyin and put it into his deer? I'm giving it to a kain anyways. I'm not keeping the seh, so why should I have a chiv to do that? So the Gemara is going to come up with an akimta where the Yisrael was mafresh a seh that he's going to give to, but he doesn't have a chiv to give it to a kain. So I have a chiv to be mafresh the seh. If I don't have a chiv to be mafresh the seh, then we're not having this discussion. So I have a chiv to be mafresh the seh, but at the same time not to give it to the kain. Thus, it's not pashut that I don't have to put it into the deer list aser. And fakert, the halacha of the Mishnah is that it's nichnas l'deer list aser. What's that hechitimtza? Bistrosh hoyu l'asori sofik pitri chamor b'tech pesoy. It's talking about where Yisrael had 10 sofik petach hamors. The truth is that the Rishonim discussed that we could have said the same halacha if you only had one sofik petach hamor. But okay, the case of the Gemara, just to make it a little bit more confusing, is where you had 10 sofik petach hamors b'tech pesoy. The halacha is shem mafresh aleim asorisein. So what do you have to do? If I have a suffik petach amar, so misafik, I have to be poided bezeh. But at the same time, I get to keep it. Because misafik, I don't have a chiv to give it to the kohen. That was the Mishnah of Tess. So hocha b'mayaskinon, where you had a Yisrael that had 10 suffik petach amars, he was mafrish 10 says. Asara Sayin. Why? Because that's Talacha, Safik Iser. You have to be mafresh. The Torah says Tifta Besem, you Safik, you have to be Tifta Besem. But at the same time, Vein Shalai, I keep it. So being that I keep it, Talacha is that I have to now put it into the deer. It's Chayv and Maisa Behema. Where I'm mafresh, I say I'm giving it to the Kohen. Of course, I don't have to include it in my Maisa Behema. But this is a Hechetimsa where I'm being mafresh to say I'm not giving it to the Kohen. We said, how does that make sense? If I'm mafresh to say, then I have a Chiv to give it to a Kohen. No, if there was a Safik. So me Safik, I have a Chiv to be mafresh to say. Me Safik, I'm Maisa I don't have a chiv to give it to the good. So you want to say the Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Ravu, exactly this halachi. So shall you soif the sorus sofik, but you can moir, mabshalim, a sorus saying, umma asron behen shalom. Another halach, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Ravu. So shall you soif, pitri chamoir, and vadoim betoich beisoi. This is Yisrael that had 10 vadai petachamoris. So he didn't have 10 sofik petachamoris. He had 10 vadai petach amoris. Okay, so sounds like he has to be mafresh 10 says, right? What's the shiloh? He arshened these petach amoris. He arshened it from his zeda. His zeda, this is his maternal grandfather, was a kohen. His mother's father was a kohen. Okay. His father had, his grandfather had yarshened it from his grandfather, who was a Yisrael. Mafresh oleo asorusoy. So the halachas, he has to be mafresh 10 says, umma asron, and he has to get maisa behema, vein shaloi, and he gets to keep it. So what's this case? The case is where you have a Yisrael who has 10 petach amoris, but he yarshened it from a kohen. Now, if these 10 petach amoris were the property of a kohen because they were born in the rishus of a kohen, now that the Yisrael yarshened it from the kohen, he would have no chiv to do anything. Because the halacha of petach hamar was said to Israel, wasn't said to a kohen. So if a kohen has a hamar, it gives birth now to a petach hamar, the halacha is it has no kedusha. So if the Yisrael would yarshen it from a kohen, there would be no chiv at all. But hacha b'mayaskinon, where the kohen did not have the hamar, he yarshened it from his own zayda. And his zayda was Yisrael. And it was also his maternal grandfather. And being that his zayda was a Yisrael, he did have a chiyah petach hamar. So if you go back to the origin of these donkeys have kedusha because they were born b'shus Yisrael. It just so happens in between there was a layover and it stopped over in the rishus of a kohen. What's the significance? The significance is like this: that being that Yisrael didn't get it directly from the other Yisrael, he got it from the kohen, and the kohen himself had no chiv to be mafresh to petach hamar, because even though it was born b'shus Yisrael by the kohen's grandfather, but once it came to the rishus of the kohen doesn't have a chiv to do anything with it. What am I going to do? I'm going to take a seh, be paid to the seh, and give myself the seh. So he doesn't have a chiv to do anything. Being that he doesn't have a chiv to do anything, the Yisrael, that's Bami Koichoi, who yarshes it from the kohen, also doesn't have a chiv to do anything. Meaning, he has a chiv to be mafresh. He has a chiv to be mafresh, because if you go back to the origin of these chamoirim, they had kedusha, so there is a chiv of tif de beseh, but he doesn't have to do anything with it, he doesn't have to give it to anybody. Because just like his grandfather, who he's coming, Mikoichai, didn't have a chiv to give it to anybody. Why didn't the grandfather have a chiv to give it to anybody? Because he's giving it to himself, so he's not giving it to somebody else. I don't have to give it to somebody else either. So because it was born b'shus Yisrael, I have to be mafresh aseh. Because it was born b'shus Yisrael, it has Kedusha's Petach Hamar. But at the same time, being that I got it not from Yisrael, I got it from a Kohen, therefore I myself don't have to do more than the Kohen had to do. I mean that the Kohen, although he had to be Mafresh, but he didn't have a Chiv to give it to anybody, so I don't have a Chiv to give it to anybody either. Thus, what's the Halacha? I have to be Mafresh it, like my Zayda the Kohen would have had to have done, but at the same time, it's mine. Being that it's mine, this is another Hechetimtza, where I'll have a Chiv to be Mafresh Meister. That's the juxtaposition between these two halachas. This is another example of where I have a Chiv to be Mafresh Aseh, but at the same time, I have a Chiv to be Ma'aser Viseh also. What do you mean? If I'm Mafresh and I'm giving it to a Kohen, if I'm giving it to a Kohen, why do I have to be Ma'asered? It's talking about where I'm going to keep it. What's an example of how I'm going to keep it? So the first example Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Baravu was, we had a Safek. Safik petach hamar, you have to be mafresh. Safik deiraisa lachomra, but at the same time, safik mammon hamoytze mechavei alvaraya. I don't have to give it to you. So it's a seh, but it's from a petach hamar standpoint. At the same time, I keep it. Thus, there's a halacha that it's nichnas ladir. I have to be master. This is the second example. Also, Rav Nachman. Also, in the name of Rabbi Baravua, you have a hechatimtz where I yarshened it from a kohen who yarshened it from a Yisrael. Being that it came originally from Yisrael, you have the halacha of tifte b'seh. But being that I got it from a kohen, the kohen himself didn't have an obligation to do anything with it, so therefore I don't have a chiv to do anything with it either.
Therefore, from an outsider, it's quite good. You
Right. Right. Very interesting. It means that I was able to keep it. So l'chayra for someone else, if an outsider would be paided, very gishmak, this would be a hechatimsa for sure, where if an outsider would be paided, regardless of the stardom of the previous sugya, he would be able to keep it. Very gishmak. Very similar halacha. Yisrael had tfalim imurachim. So tfalim imurachim means he had tfuah that was already nigmar malachdai, meaning it's at the point where it's chayiv and shumas and maestris midai raisa, and you weren't mafas shumas or maestris yet. So if you have it, you have to be mafas shumas or maestris. So we have to see the rest of the story. Shenaflu beis avi imay koyt. He arshened it from his grandfather who was a koyt. Voice avi imay koyt naflu beis avi imay yisrael. And the zayda, the koyin, had yarshened it from the yisrael. So the halacha is maestro vein shalai. It's a similar halacha. A koyin himself doesn't have a chiv to be mafas shumas or maestris, or he doesn't have a chiv to give the shumas or maestris to anybody because it's shumas or maestris. What happened was the origin of this tevel was a Yisrael. Thus, there's a chiyuv chumas of maestros. Yisrael owns it right now. He should have a chiyuv to be mafish chumas of maestros. But he himself got it, not from a Yisrael, he got it from a kohen. A kohen himself didn't have to give it to anybody. So being that it started off in the rishus of Yisrael, I have to be mafish chumas of maestros. Being that I got it from a kohen, I don't have to give it to anybody. Because being that the kohen didn't have to give it to anybody, I don't have to give it to anybody either. Thus, the same exact halacha. Ma'asron, you have to be mafish to maestros. Vein shaloi, but you get to keep it. So I think Gemara of Tzricha. Both of these halachas were Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Ravua. They're very similar halachas. Right, both cases where Yisrael has something that ordinarily you have to give to a Kohen, he yashened it from a Kohen or yashened it from Yisrael. The first halacha was in the context of Petach Amar, the second halacha is the context of Maisa. The Gemara says you need both cases. Yesh, mina k'maisa. Had we only had the first halacha, I would have thought mishum to come after the Kohen. The seh that I need to give to a Kohen is a separate entity. Right? It's not attached, it's not part of the Chamor. It's a separate entity. Thus, you would think over there, when I yashen the seh, I have a chiv to take the seh now and give it to a kohen. Aval hacha matonish loy humru kimisha loy hurmu damyon emaloy. But over here, the truma and meiser that I would have to be mafresh from the tevel is part of the tevel. I mean that it's part of the tevel. As long as I wasn't mafresh yet the trumas of meisers, maybe we don't see the trumas of meisers here. So if we don't see the trumas of meisers, we don't look at it as if I yash and trumas of meisers. And if we don't look at it as if I yash and trumas of meisers, maybe I don't have a chiv to be mafresh trumas of meisers at all. Therefore, we needed to explain this. But as had we only had a case of trumas of meisers, I would have thought that afshalas ruminei obey. Over here, you would have thought the halach is that you look at the chumas of maestris as if it's already mufresh, because the chumas of maestris are going to come from the thing that I yarshin. It's I yarshin tevel, and I'm going to be mafresh chumas of maestris from the tevel that I yarshin. Don monach, and it's right in front of me. Aval hasam, but over there, as it relates to the seh, kivin esem yama bo yasuye emaloi. So maybe it would be different. Meaning, the seh that I'm going to be mafresh is not the chamor that I yarshin. I yarshin the chamor. I have to be mafresh the seh. So the seh and the chamor, on the one hand, are two completely different entities. But then again, I didn't yarshin the seh. As opposed to the tevel and the truma, which on the one hand, the tevel doesn't exist right now. It's not a separate entity at all. But then again, it's going to exist minei ubei from the thing that I yarshin. The point is, each one has a unique characteristic as it relates to their shiloh. And for that reason, Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Rabua, had to clarify both cases. A similar halacha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nosson, Amar Rabbi Chanan Kech, Tval Murachim Lev Tikichavim. If somebody buys tevel memurachim, meaning tevel, tfua, that was nigma malachte, it's chayivin, chumas maizos medei raisa, he bought it from a non-Jew, the halacha is ma'asron, he has a chiv to be mafresh but at the same time he gets to keep it. So the Gemara interrupts. The Marchinuma, you bought Tevel from a non-Jew. The non-Jew is the one that did the Miruach. It was Nigmar Malachta in the Rishus of the non-Jew. Who physically did the Miruach? Meaning, who did the makav apatish on this tefuah that put it in a state where it's now chayiv and chumas and maizos midirais? This is talking about where a non-Jew did it. The gan chomer achmana. But the gan v'kichavim, the halach is that only yid that does the miruach is chayiv and chumas and maizos. But if a non-Jew does the miruach, there's no chayiv chumas and maizos at all. The gan chomer achmana for loy dagan v'kichavim. So it's pashit that if a non-Jew is the one that did the physical miruach, there wouldn't be chayiv chumas and maizos at all. Ella says the gemara the marchinu yis. Must be talking about where Yisrael did it in the rishus of a non-Jew. So a non-Jew had a field. He had a Jewish worker, and the Jewish worker did the miruach. So it's not the gancha. It's The action was done by a yid, but the tfu itself belonged to a guy. Now you went ahead and you bought this tfu from a guy. So you bought tfu from an Ovik Echavim where Yisrael was the one that did the miruach. Now let's go back to the halacha. What was the halacha? Ma'asron vehin shaloi. The Gemara explains. Ma'asron de inkin levik Echavim where Yisrael left him. He had ma'aser. Well-known sugya. Guy doesn't have a koyach to be mafkia the land that he now owns from the chiyuv trumas v'maaser. Meaning, trumas v'maaser from the mitzvah tluyas baret. So a yid owns property in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, he has an obligation. What if a guy owns property? So yesh kinyan lo'evik lechavim Eretz Yisrael afkim yad maaser or yein kinyan. This is a big sugya in Shas. This Gemara obviously is going. Rav Shmuel bar Nosson in the name of Rav Chanina is obviously of the opinion of yein kinyan lo'evik lechavim Eretz Yisrael afkim yad maaser. So if I buy this tevel now from a guy, technically, I have a chiyuv to be mafkia trumas v'maaser. And being that a yid was the one who did the miruach, it's degoncha. Technically, I should be chiyuv. That's why masra. That's the explanation of the first word. As it relates to the second halach, the hen shaloi, the amale, because you could always tell him, it's the same svara, even though the Gemara uses different language, but it's at least a very similar svara to the svara the Gemara said in Amad Aleph. At the end of the day, who did I get it from? I got it from a guy. Would a kohen be able to go over to a guy and tell the guy, you know, I'm a kohen, you have a chiv to give me trumas and maestras, huh? You're not going to get it, right? So if I got it from the guy, I don't have to do more than the guy would have had to have done. Just like when I yarshin the petach hamar from a kohen. Just like when you yarshin the tevel from a kohen. You have to be mafresh, but you don't have to give it to anybody. Why? Because the kohen didn't have to give it, so I don't have to give it either. Just like in Baba Metzia, there's a svar of mamacha rishon l'sheni kos chusha tovel liyode. Similar concept. I'm coming begoich a kohen who doesn't have a chiv to do anything, so I shouldn't have a chiv to do anything either. So we said it with regards to getting it from a kohen. The same is going to be true as it relates to getting it from a non-Jew. It's not hasam. We're going to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Demai. Hamafkid peiros ha'itzal akuti. If somebody has peiros and he gave it to a kuti as a pikadoin, or he gave it to an amaret, someone that's choshud on trumas v'maisers, that loches b'chaskas v'maisers l'shvias. As long as when you gave it to him, you had already been mafresh meiser, you know for sure it wasn't peiro shvias, you don't have to be concerned that the kuti the amaret did a chalipin. You don't have to be worried that he may have switched your peiros for his peiros, thus the peiros that he gave you back is tevel, or it's peiro shvias. You don't have to worry about that. B'chaskas v'maisers, assuming you yourself gave meiser, assuming the peiros that you were mafkid were not peiros shvias, it's becheskasim that it's in the same state. It's if you give it to a non-Jew, oh, that's really a whole different story. Kipei roisa. Then you have to view it as his peiros. Meaning, if you look at it as a goy's peiros, so whatever the status of the goy's peiros are, you have to be concerned of the status of your peiros. Meaning, the goy is less trusted than the kuti and then the abma oretz, and as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe he switched it. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says demai. Now, the way you look at the peiros, assuming you gave it to a guy, is you look at them as if they're demai. Okay, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon? Tanakam said, if you give it to a guy, it's kepeiroisa. Rav Shimon said, it's demai. Demai means it's a suffix, whether you have to be mafresh meister or not. Omer Rabbi Lazar, I'll tell you the nafkemina. Lehafresh kulam lepligi. Everybody agrees. You have to be mafresh new maestros from it. Kipligi litner in the coin. Nafkemina, you have to give it to a coin. Tanakama sovar that we look at it kepeiroisa shalevi kechab. What does that mean? Does a guy ever give trumas or maestros? No. Thus, vadai chalfinu. We're saying the Torah is vadai that he switched it. The Torah is vadai. We look at it as kipirayis v'avi kechavim. Ubayim mitnu l'kayin. You have to give it to a kayin. Because ain kin b'avi kechavim lafkim yad maestr. You now have a chiyuv to go ahead and give it to a kayin. Rav Shimon Sofer. Rav Shimon says, it's only a suffix whether the guy switched it. I mean, the machlokes is, do we say it's kipirayis of shalevi kechavim because he vadai switched it? Or is it only a suffix? Says the Gemara. This doesn't stem with everything we just learned. The Gemara's kasha. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamadosh ma'ita. Rav Dimi was sitting once and he said over this halacha, Amalei, Abaya. Abaya was sitting with Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi was saying this halacha in the name of Rabbi Lazar, right? Who was the one who said this halacha? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Lazar lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi, we know, lived in Bavel, but he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. And he came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he brought a lot of halachas with him. So it sounds like this is one of these halachas. It doesn't say Kiyasa Rav Dimi like the Gemara usually says. But Rav Dimi saying over a halacha in front of Abaya that he heard from Rabbi Lazar. So he says over, this is what Rabbi Lazar said. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said like this, time at the Mesapkul and Nichafinu Lechafinu. Hadadichafinu, the Kulam Abayu Rinsfinu Lekayin. I don't understand this halacha. You're telling me that if you have Paris, You give it as a pekadon to a guy. There's a concern now that the kohen may have switched it. So according to Tanna Kamma, we assume for sure he switched it. According to Rav Shimon, it's only a zafik. But on the tzad that he switched it, what do you have a chiv to do? What Rabbi Lazar say? You'd have a chiv to be mafresh shumas and ma'isvus and give it to a guy. Rav Shimon, who says it's a zafik, some zafik, I can keep it. But if we knew for sure that I switched it, that the guy switched it, you would have a chiv now to be mafresh shumas and ma'isvus and give it to a guy. Freiting Yomar of Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Chanina. And the Gemara said a whole festa svara. Right, what was the svara that the Gemara said? Because I can always tell the Kayin Kosina Mikoyach Gavrit Loy Motzis Ishtayedina Bade. A real Shnai Moichsim the Gesvara. I can always tell the Kayin. I bought it from a guy. From the guy, you were getting nothing. So, I don't have to give you anything either. But how does it stem with what we just said? Here it's Mashma that if I buy, or if I have now in my reshus, in this case, I didn't buy it. In this case, we're concerned that the guy switched it. Thus, at the end of the day, I have in my reshus peiros of a guy. It sounds like I have a chiv to be mafrish, chumas and maestris, that for sure, but give it to a kohen. Why do I have to give it to a kohen? So Abaya continued, and Abaya said, Rav Dimi, you know, before you respond, I think I know the teretz to my own kasha. Dilma kam b'chuma gedoyla, kam b'chumas maestris. Maybe there's a chilek between chuma gedoyla and between chumas maestris. Maybe at the halacha that Rav Shmuel said and Rav Chanina, although it seemed to be rooted in a svara, but at the end of the day, maybe it's only true by Trumas Meiser. But as it relates to Truma Gedoyla, not. Interesting. So if I buy Tevel from a guy, I do have a chiv to be mafresh Trumas Meiser and even give it to a guy. Thus, that's the machloikas Rav Shimon in the Tanna Kamma, where if I mafkid Paris to a guy, where there's a concern that the guy may have switched to Paris. Thus, even though the Paris that I was mafkid already had Chumas and Maestras given from it, but maybe the Paris that it was switched with did not have Chumas and Maestras given from it. So over there, I have to give Chumas and Maestras to the Koyin, even though I got it from a guy, because we're dealing with Chumas Gedoyla. It could be the whole Svara that Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rav Chanina, that Kosina Mikoyach Gavrod Loi Motzis Vishtoy Dina Bade, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rav Shmuel, Om Rav Chanina Zaloch, Ali Kech Tfol, Moi Bekechov Merach, Maasav Hen Shaloi, maybe that's only by Chumas Maestras. Now, if the Chil is going to be between Chuma Gedoyla and Chumas Maestra, it's going to have to be based on a drasha, on Malais. Rav Dimi told Abaya, you're right, Abaya. Askarta Nilsa. You reminded me what I heard. That's exactly what I heard. I heard from Yeshua ben Levi, it's only Allah and Chumas Maestra. How do you know that it's a Pashin? Who gives Chumas Maestra? The Levi. Right? You give the Levi Maestra Rishon. Although Ezra canceled the Levian, but you give the Levi Truma, a Maaser Rishon, and then the Levi has a Chiv to be Mafresh Truma from his Maaser Rishon, right? Levi doesn't give Truma, Gedoyla doesn't have real estate. He has to own land in order for him to be able to be Mafresh Truma. A Yid, the Yisraelim, entered Eretz Yisrael, the land was divided amongst the 12 Shvatim. So the Shvatim that got, they had a Chiv of Truma Gedoyla, but the Levi doesn't have any Kein Lechelik Venach Liyamach, but he has a Mitzvah of Truma. He has to take from his Meiser, and he has to be Mafresh Meiser and a Meiser, which the Torah refers to as Trumas Meiser. Right? He has all the Chumras of Truma. But the point is that at the Leviim to Daber, this is talking to the Leviim, because they're the ones that are Mafresh Trumas Meiser, V'amarta Aleim Ki Sikhu, when you shall take, or maybe buy, Me'es B'nei Yisrael. The end of the pasuk is, Es HaMeiser Asher Ani Nosati Lechem Me'itam Menach Lasam Ari Moisem Imenu Chumas Hashem Meiser Men HaMeiser. What does the pasuk say? Ki Sikhu Me'es B'nei Yisrael Tvolim Shatu Lekech B'nei Yisrael Atam Mavish Me'em Chumas Meiser V'nos Lekoy Tvolim Shatu Lekech Me'evi Kechavim Iyat Mafresh Me'em Chumas Meiser V'nos Lekoy. And so Rabbi Dimi said, you're right, it's not a svaro. It's really based on the Gzeres HaKosim. The Gzeres HaKosim is only true for Chumas Meiser. The Gzeres HaKosim is not true for Truma Gedoyla. The last I hear. The last halacha was v'meis if Yisrael is Yoyrish. V'meis nehenem boy. So the last halacha was that if the seh dies, that was the Mishnah, nehenem boy, you let Evano. That this seh that's used for pidyon is mutabano. So the Gemara said, "May say, where did it die? He lived with the misbeit koyin. The koyin got the seh. Now it died in the rishus of the koyin. So the koyin got the seh as in lieu of the petach hamor." And it died in the rishus of the kohen. And we're saying that it died in the kohen's rishus, the kohen, his family, they could have anah from. The Gemara says, "Nenabah kohen pshita, mamayda didayu." Why would if you could have anah from it while it's alive? Why can't he have anah from it after it dies? Eldam es bei baylim. Maybe it's talking about where it died in the rishus of the baylim. Nenabah kohen. And again, who's allowed to have anah from it? We mean the kohen. meaning that even though it died before it came to the Rishus of the Kayin, but at the end of the day, I was mafresh it, so it's considered the property of the Kayin could have anoah. Nami pshito, why would you think that because it died before it came to the Kayin's Rishus, the Kayin's not allowed to have anoah? From the says, no, that actually is a chiddush. So, I would have thought, that until it comes to the Rishus of the Kayin doesn't get it yet. It's not his. As soon as you're mafresh, it's already in the Rishus of the Kayin. And there's a little bit of a lumbus here. Because it's true that the seh of the Petach Hamar is mutar bahana. But there would have been a svara to say that it only becomes mutar bahana when I give it to a kohen. So if I have a petach hamar and I'm mafresh a seh for my petach hamar, the petach hamar is also bahana. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the previous gemara. So it's also bahana. Now that I'm mafresh a seh, there would be a svara to say that the seh is also bahana, even to a kohen. What do you mean? I'm going to give it to the kohen, it's going to be mutar bahana. Yeah, when I give it to the kohen, it's going to be mutar bahana. But maybe until the kohen gets it, it's still asa bahana. So there's a chiddush in the Mishnah that if it dies in the Rishus of Yisrael, I'm never going to end up giving it to a kohen because it died. So could a kohen be nene from it? What's the svar in that? Because it was a seh, in lieu of the petach hamor, which itself was asa bahana, I never gave it to the kohen. So that you never had an asina to the kohen that was matter it bahanos. Maybe the kohen can't have anah from it. Kamash malon the meidna the afreshe b'shusay the kohen kohen. As soon as I'm afresh, it's already in the reshus of the kohen. So it's not mechusser an asina to a kohen to somehow remove the iser anah. As soon as I'm afresh, it's already b'shus of the kohen. And if the seh b'shus of the kohen is mutar bahanah, even if it's not b'shus of the kohen, it's mutar bahanah. So if it dies, it would be mutar bahanah as well.